Movies and musicals on RTE Lyric FM, sponsored by IFI at Home, the new streaming service from the Irish Film Institute. Come home to film. Come home to ifihome.ie.
Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
So, Garrett, we are starting with some casting news this afternoon. I quite like the sound of this project.
It's a good title, The People We Hate at the Wedding. And they've got a good cast lined up as
really
well.
Really have.
Oscar winner Alison Janney. You got Schitt's Creek Emmy winner Annie Murphy as well. And Ben Platt, all set to star in this. It's from Emmy winner Claire Scanlon, who's directing an adaptation of a novel that's a character-driven wedding comedy that aspires to be, I suppose, the next generation for weddings and a funeral. Now, the comedy focuses on a dysfunctional family that can't seem to get along and get together reluctantly for this family wedding, and as many skeletons are taken out of the closet, it turns out that it's just what this family might need to reconnect. Nice title and a good cast lining up for it.
Yeah, I like the sound of that cast. Now, let's go to Colin Firth. Of course, he received a Volta Award earlier this week with the Dublin International Film Festival. He's so impressive in Supernova. What's next for Colin?
Well, this is a World War II movie. It has a strange name, Operation Mincemeat. And Netflix has swooped in to buy the rights to it for around $15 million. It comes from the producing stable of the same people that brought us The King's Speech. And it seems Netflix saw some footage and they wanted to buy it. The director, really good director, and that's John Madden, who would have directed the likes of Shakespeare in Love and The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. The movie starring alongside Firth is Matthew McFadden, people will know from Succession, also Kelly MacDonald, Penelope Wilton and Jason Isaac. Now, it's set in 1943 when the Allies were determined to break Hitler's grip on occupied Europe. The remarkable true story follows intelligence officers who conjure an inspired and improbable disinformation strategy centered on the most unlikely of secret agents, which happens to be a dead man. It was a plan that helped turn the tide of the whole war. It's called Operation Mincemeat. And you said good cast with Colin Firth leading that cast.
I like the sound of that. It's always an extra bonus when it's a true story too, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And a good director.
Yeah. We are staying with Netflix.
We're staying with Netflix because they have been bidding a lot recently and they've paid a whopping $18 million based on a promo that they watched. A lot of this is happening at the European film market, which is taking place in Berlin, mostly virtually. But they watched a promo for a Liam Neeson, Lawrence Fishburne action thriller called The Ice Road, and they've won the rights to it. So basically, this movie is about a remote diamond mine that collapses in the far northern regions of Canada, and an ice driver, who's Liam Neeson, leads an impossible rescue mission over a frozen ocean to save the lives of trapped miners despite thawing waters and a threat they never see coming. The director behind it is Jonathan Hensley, who is a writer of notable projects such as Armageddon and Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Well, now, speaking of Die Hard...
Yeah, Rennie Harlan, a name we haven't heard too much of in recent times. He's been producing a lot of projects, but he directed Die Hard 2. He directed the likes of Cliffhanger as well. He's set to direct a horror, which is called The Refuge. Now, this story follows a sergeant who comes home to his wife changed and dangerous after suffering an attack by a mysterious force during combat in Afghanistan. Officials say her husband suffered a heavy brain injury, but she knows that it's more than PTSD. As Rick undergoes unsettling therapy with other traumatized soldiers, Kate discovers he has been possessed by a malevolent spirit. Casting for this project is currently underway, with filming set to begin in April, taking place in Bulgaria.
Very good. Some news on the home front now. We're all keeping an eye, of course, on Paul Mescal to see what he's doing and what he's doing next. So, Ed, what's he up to?
Yes, he's going to be in an Irish project called Bring Them Down. It's a thriller. Tom Burke, who you would have seen most recently in Mank, is going to star alongside him. Now, this is set in the Irish wild landscape of the west of Ireland. The film follows an Irish shepherd who's drawn into violent conflict with a neighbouring farm when his sheep are massacred by unknown men. The project marks the directing debut of Christopher Andrews, who's also penned the screenplay. Ruth Tracy and Julianne Ford of Tailored Films are producing, with production to begin later this year.
Very good. And we have an Irish director for a new horror movie too.
Yes, this is Gary Shore, who people would know directed Dracula Untold a number of years ago, is going to direct a project called The Queen Mary. Now, Star Trek Into the Darkness actress Alice Eve has signed on to star in this haunted ocean liner horror tale. It's a movie that intends to be the first in a planned trilogy. The story is inspired by tales of hauntings aboard the famed multi-storied ocean liner, which is now permanently docked in Long Beach in California, where it receives over 2 million visitors each year. How it's going to work as a multi-film project is as yet unclear, but as soon as we know more, we'll let you know.
What about Trailer Watch this week? You have Colin Farrell in this one.
Yeah, he's starring alongside Ty Sheridan, Lily Rose Depp, in a project called, a sci-fi feature called Voyagers. Now, this is from the director of the likes of Limitless and The Illusionist, Neil Berger. And it's a sort of near future set film, and it chronicles the odyssey of 30 young men and women who are sent deep into space on a multi-generational mission to colonize a different planet. But they soon uncover disturbing secrets about the mission. And yeah, you should check out the trailer, because strange and weird things start to happen.
Yeah, I did check out the trailer actually, and it's a great trailer, I have to say. It sells it well. It's a good fast-paced, gosh, what's going on here kind of a trailer, isn't it?
And very, very stylish as well, I thought. So it's opening in the US on April 9th. They haven't announced the rest of the world yet in terms of the dates, but I'm sure we'll know soon. Voyagers is the name of the movie. Check out the trailer.
Very good. New releases, what are you mentioning for us this week?
So Raya and the Last Dragon is a new Disney movie. This is where humans and dragons live together long ago in harmony. This project actually is going to be available for you on Premier Access. So it's going to cost around €21 to view it, but it will be coming to Disney Plus subscribers later on as well. We've also got a sequel to the iconic Eddie Murphy film Coming to America, and this one is coming to America. Mm-hmm. Arsenio Hall also starring with him alongside it. You also have some of the returning cast as well. James Earl Jones is returning to be in this one. But basically, it sees a new sort of hilarious adventure that has them traversing the globe from their great African nation to the boroughs of Queens. So there's your option. That one's on Amazon Prime.
Very good. And what TV movie are you recommending for us?
It is a movie directed by Aisling Walsh. It stars Ethan Hawke. It also stars Sally Hawkins, who plays an arthritic Nova Scotia woman who works as a housekeeper while she hones her skills as an artist. She eventually becomes a beloved figure in the community. It's called Maudie, and it's on TG Cahir. Now, it's on Monday night, and it's on at 9:30. Highly recommend it.
Highly recommend it indeed. It's a great movie. That's Maudie, TG Cahir, 9:30 on Monday. Gareth, we'll talk to you next Saturday. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.